Health experts across Australia are more hopeful than ever of eliminating hepatitis C within a few years. Powerful antiviral drugs are publicly subsidised and they're far more effective than what's been available before. Now, health workers are trying to figure out how to overcome the stigma that stops some people from getting treatment. Tom Nightingale reports.
A disease without a name. Sam Sajavkas says hepatitis C wasn't known when he contracted it several decades ago.
It developed a stigma far outsizing its actual kind of effect on one's life. But it has slowed me down. I wonder, you know, what I might have achieved if I didn't have it.
The musician from Melbourne has tried treatment four times, each, he says, with ghastly side effects. For the past few weeks, he's been taking new direct-acting antiviral drugs. The expensive drugs are now on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme, which means more people can take them and raises hope that the disease could eventually be eliminated. Professor Margaret Hallard is on the Victorian Government's Hepatitis C Readiness Working Group.
We will be able to eliminate hepatitis C from our country over the next 10 to 15 years if these drugs are used well and wisely.
More than 200,000 people in Australia have hepatitis C. Sam Sajavkas says the stigma will need to be overcome.
There's huge potential to treat anyone who has contact with medical services. There's your kind of feral population who are out there who have no contact at all. That's an issue. And the stigma does exist. It's just how you cope with it personally.
Margaret Hallard treats people at community clinics in Melbourne. She says the tone and language of debate can make the stigma worse.
In Victoria, we're fortunate to have what we call primary healthcare services, which are one-stop shops for people who inject drugs. Needle and syringe program there, opiate substitution program, broader counselling programs, helping with housing. And so to interact with those services and to provide services there for viral hepatitis treatment is really important, taking treatment to people as opposed to expecting them to come to us.
Sam Sajavka thinks the newly available drugs will have a big effect, although the subsidy is an economic decision.
It's still cheaper than what it would cost to treat all these people with liver transplants and cirrhosis and all that sort of business. And I think a lot of people have been living a bit like zombies might just come back to life again.
Hepatitis C sufferer Sam Sajavka, ending that report from Tom Nightingale.